We begin on campus with an update on the university's ongoing efforts to test sinks and drinking fountains for lead contamination. Yesterday, UNC officials said 57 out of 84 in-room sinks in Spencer Residence Hall tested positive for lead. That's a number far exceeding any other campus building to date. Those sinks have been shut down for now. UNC has already installed water coolers in the dorm for students to use instead. Spencer is one of 13 campus buildings where lead has been detected in the last 2 months. Now we head to elections, where early voting is set to begin tomorrow in an extremely important midterm race. With more on what you need to know, here's 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell.
Early voting sites are not quite like the polls on election day. Instead of being required to vote at the polling site closest to your registered address, voters in a county can choose any voting locations across 17 days to cast their ballots in the 2022 elections. Rachel Raper is the director of Orange County's Board of Elections. She told 97.9 The Hill the county saw healthy early voting numbers during the 2022 primaries, with a noticeable portion of early voters in all elections since 2018.
And that's interesting because 2018 was a blue moon election. It didn't have a statewide race on the ballot other than constitutional amendments. And we still saw that 60% turnout. So we believe we're going to see another high turnout in this election cycle.
First-time voters looking to register and registered voters who are looking to change their addresses can also do that at the one-stop early voting sites. Raper said there is a common theme when voters share why they enjoy the early voting period.
It normally boils down to convenience. They can go to any one of our early voting locations and vote, and it just depends on where they are that day or where they'd like to go, instead of waiting to vote on election day where you have to vote at your assigned precinct.
The demand has been high enough that this voting cycle, Orange County added a new site to its early voting rotation. The Chapel Hill Public Library joins the Chapel of the Cross Church and Seymour Senior Center as early voting spots in Chapel Hill. Additionally, the Carrboro Town Hall Complex, Orange Works at Hillsborough Commons, and the Efland Ruritan Club will once again serve as early voting sites. In this cycle, Orange County's sites will be open from 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. each weekday. For the Saturdays, early voting sites will be open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. The county's Sunday hours for early voting will be from noon until 4 p.m. Of course, there's also another way to vote that's certainly seen recent increases in popularity, voting by mail. It's not too late for North Carolinians to request a mail or absentee ballot if they like. The deadline to do so is November 1st, with the mailed votes needing to be postmarked by Election Day on the 8th. Raper told 97.9 The Hill this detail is one mail-in voters sometimes forget, leading to disqualified ballots. She also reminded voters of another important component, having two witnesses sign off.
And the witnesses have to leave their name, address information, and sign the back of the ballot. And the biggest mistakes we've seen so far are voters not getting enough witnesses, only getting one witness, or a witness just does not provide the required elements.
If Orange County voters have questions about mail-in voting, early voting, or other topics, there's actually a new tool they can use this year, a 24/7 text line. Raper said residents can message the number and get immediate response to many common questions.
We wanted to meet voters where they were, and many voters do not like to talk on the phone, but prefer written communication via text or email. And so we thought that a 24/7 texting service would really help our voters out so that they could ask simple voting questions about, you know, when are early voting times? Where do I go vote? And then that question will be answered.
The County Board of Elections director said even if a question isn't able to be answered by the text line, the voter will be sent the contact information of those who can answer it, as well as a link to the state's voter search page. You can find more information about early voting in Orange County, as well as Chatham and Durham counties, hours and sites, by visiting chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
In Chatham County, the News and Record is hosting a pair of candidate forums, one tomorrow night and another next Wednesday. But Republican candidates will not be participating in those forums after a dispute over who would be allowed to videotape them. Other local news, WRAL reports the Durham City Council voted unanimously on Monday to create a downtown social district where people can drink on the sidewalks. Those new rules could take effect as early as the beginning of December. The Chapel Hill Town Council meets tonight at 7 with an agenda that includes a discussion of several housing proposals, one for townhomes at 710 North Estes Drive east of MLK Boulevard, and one for a student housing development at 701 MLK Boulevard. In legal news, the first court appearance yesterday for the juvenile suspect in the murder of teenagers Lyric Woods and Devin Clark last month. The suspect has still not been named publicly. That will happen if and when the case is moved to Superior Court. Meanwhile, in Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court has set December 7th as the date for oral arguments in Moore v. Harper, the potentially explosive case over whether state courts have any power to strike down unconstitutional district maps drawn by the state legislature. Expect a ruling from the Supreme Court sometime next spring. Finally, back locally, this Sunday marks a big milestone in our community, the 75th anniversary of the founding of the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP back in 1947. The NAACP is hosting events all weekend to commemorate the anniversary, including a big gala on Saturday at the Sheraton Chapel Hill, emceed by Phil Ford with music by Liquid Pleasure. Orange County Commissioner Anna Richards is the co-chair of NAACP 75.
We are celebrating, commemorating, honoring that legacy, because when you think about the courage and the foresight of people here in our community who decided that they needed to be a part of a national movement to improve the lives of Black folks in our community. And the big party, it's going to be a celebration. We decided not to do a banquet this year. It's really a gala. We're going to honor our past. We're going to salute our future by announcing our scholarship winners, and then we're going to make a couple special awards. So it's really about honoring the past, but it's also about having a good time. So we are so excited to have Liquid Pleasure with us and our celebrity host, Mr. Phil Ford. So we want to make it a special evening, and we hope folks will join us. And we end up on Sunday at 3 o'clock at Hargraves with a conversation about the future. What are we going to do next? We can't just rest on the last 75 years, right? So Sunday will be where we pivot to talk about the future with some intergenerational conversations.
That's Anna Richards there. You can listen back to the full conversation in the This Morning with Aaron Keck section of our website, chapelboro.com. And you can buy your tickets to the gala today at naacp75.com. It is time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Rosewood Wealth Management. Rough night last night for UNC men's soccer as the Tar Heels lost at Elon 3-0, the final score. UNC now 6-4-3 on the year. They're back in action Friday on the road at Boston College. Also in action yesterday, UNC women's golf finished third out of 14 teams at the Ruth's Chris Tar Heel Invitational this week at the Governor's Club. Over to men's basketball now, where UNC has been picked as the favorite to win the ACC in this year's preseason media poll, and forward Armando Bacot has been named preseason player of the year. Caleb Love also earned first team all ACC honors, and RJ Davis made the second team. In women's basketball, UNC checks in at number 12 in the nation in the AP preseason rankings, their highest ranking since January of 2015. Several ACC teams in the top 25, including number 7 Louisville, number 9 Notre Dame, number 10 NC State, and number 13 Virginia Tech. Carolina number 12, so a big bunch of teams right there at the top. South Carolina is your preseason number one. Elsewhere in sports, more individual honors are in for Tar Heel athletes. In cross country, Parker Wolf is your ACC men's co-performer of the week. He took 6th in a crowded field at a meet in Wisconsin. In field hockey, freshman Riley Heck won ACC offensive player of the week honors after scoring a hat trick and a win over Syracuse. And in women's soccer, senior Tori Hansen is the ACC defensive player of the week for the second time this season. She led Carolina to a shutout win over Wake Forest. She was also pretty good offensively. She got the game-winning goal in that one on a penalty kick. Now to football for, unfortunately, some bad news. Graduate defensive lineman Ray Bohosik is out for the season after suffering an upper body injury. That ends his college career. He's already missed UNC's last two games, but he played in the first 5 games of the season, and that's one pass to the limit for medical redshirts. Bohosik will have surgery and then remain with the team in a coaching capacity as he gets ready for the NFL draft next year. Despite that bad news, the season has mostly been a good one for UNC, 6-1 overall, 3-0 in conference play. Here's head coach Mack Brown on what's making this year different from last year.
They're trying, and I've told the guys, and I don't want to beat up last year's team. We had some great games last year, and we had some great players last year. We weren't consistent. And right now, this team is consistent with their effort. We're not consistent with our play on defense. But they have tried every day in practice, and they have tried in every game, and that's my job. And I did not feel like I did a good job in that area last year. And I felt it in the spring, and for whatever reason, many years as I've been coaching, I couldn't get them. They just wouldn't listen. And therefore, you come and beat Virginia badly and then go stink at Georgia Tech. I mean, it's just and every time I thought last year's team, okay, we're better. We're going to make it. And just next week, you never knew who was going to show up. I do feel like I know that for the next 5 weeks, this team's going to play hard. And that's my job. And that's the key. We're still human beings, and we've got to fix it. But if they practice hard every day with confidence, then usually they play hard. And that's what I like so much about this team.
That's head coach Mack Brown speaking there. Carolina's off this weekend. They're taking on Pitt next Saturday, the 29th.